Now, in theaters with the Movie Mill's Len Binning.
Hard to believe it's been 40 years since Jamie Lee Curtis first starred in Halloween, and she's back for the reboot.
I remember turning on lights, and it's a movie that really got to me. And so 40 years later, it's a direct sequel. It's trying to ignore the other 10 films that have followed in its footsteps. And, of course, Jamie Lee Curtis is back, and the original Michael Myers is back. He escapes from a bus transfer. Of course, it's gone horribly wrong, but this time she's ready for him.
So you don't believe in the boogeyman?
No.
You should.
Michael Myers escaped.
He's waiting for this night.
Get out of here! Get inside!
Happy Halloween, Michael.
And a great cast in a Western called The Sisters Brothers.
Yeah, you've got two brothers, Joaquin Phoenix and John C. Reilly. And they are murderous assassins, shall we say, one a little more so than the other. John C. Reilly longs for a more normal life. They stumble across a brothel that will test their relationship. Jake Gyllenhaal also stars in this one.
Did you realize that our father was stark raving mad? And we got his foul blood in our veins. That's why we're good at what we do.
We finished his last job, and then part ways.
We've had a good long run. We're still alive. It's a chance to get out.
You're forgetting something. We're the Sisters Brothers,
and we finished the job.
All right, let's move over to the Movie Mill, where you're bringing in A Simple Favor with Anna Kendrick and Blake Lively.
Boy, I really like this one. Shades of Gone Girl, just very well written, will keep you guessing right until the end. Anna Kendrick is a fan of Blake Lively, who is this mysterious businesswoman, comes in and out of everybody's lives. One day she asks for a simple favor, watch my child, and she goes missing. And we don't know if it's the husband, if it's Anna Kendrick, if she's committed suicide. We don't know what's happened, but quite an enjoyable story.
A few weeks ago, I met Emily, this wonderful, elegant person.
Oh, you do not want to be friends with me. Trust me.
5 days ago, Emily went missing.
I warn you, you go poking around in her past, you're going to find something that is terrifying.
And then there's a sci-fi picture. It's called Kin.
A stepbrother teenager of a con who's escaped. He stumbled across a very futuristic alien weapon, and it's the only thing that stands between them and a criminal, the feds, and a gang of otherworldly soldiers who want this weapon back. A little bit of sci-fi, a little bit of action. Looks like a fun film.
And for those who thought the Rascal Flatts hit God Bless the Broken Road would make a great movie?
It did make a great movie, no question. It's the story of a young woman who she loses her husband in Afghanistan, and now she's struggling to raise her daughter. It's a mix of country music, stock car racing, and faith, you know, the holy trinity, shall we say, in faith-based films.
And you can check out trailers and showtimes at country95.fm. That's what's new in theaters with Len Binning from the Movie Mill. We'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. See you at the movies.